All right. Well, as you may or may not know, I recently had a birthday. Many of you, well, all of you have birthdays at different times. And there's something that goes along with birthdays that most people get involved in. And what is it? Party, right? P-A-R-T-Y. We love to party. And birthdays seem to be the appropriate venue for celebrating people's birthdays. You know, actually games of most types, there's certain types of celebrations or parties that go along with that. You might think about Super Bowl parties, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs are getting together, and you're getting together with a bunch of people at your home to watch the game or basketball. Maybe you've recently had a birth in the family. For a lot of us, it's going to be grandchildren or friends of friends of friends. But all of these types of environments lend themselves for us to party, to celebrate, to just have this time of rejoicing and blessing and being thankful. And so it caused me to think of this wonderful section in Psalms, which I'll go ahead and read it. I could probably quote it, and you probably could do. Psalm 118. Let's go there. Psalm 118. And we'll look at verse 24. Psalm 118, 24. You ever heard this one before? This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be what? Be glad. We'll be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it because we've got another day to live, another day to enjoy the blessings and benefits of being a child of God. You know, there are so many other things that come in as distractions and burdens and cares and concerns and worries and anxieties and whatever that giant is that may be rearing its ugly head at any given point in time, some kind of storm in life. There's a great way to be able to offset that. And in Philippians chapter 4, you know, Philippians, we've been told many times, was written to a group of believers who had really lost the joy in their life. They'd lost the joy of serving. You'll see the word joy mentioned so many different times in the book of Philippians. And in chapter 4, Philippians, and in verse 4, Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." And so I'm thinking, hey, to rejoice means you got to have joy to start with. And this sounds repetitive of a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Love this section. It says, "Rejoice when? Always. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For, if we're searching for the will of God, what it is, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Well, let's go back to the Old Testament again. We're going to look at a place in your Bible that you don't probably normally go, Habakkuk. Let's see. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. And we're going to look in chapter 3 of Habakkuk, and we're going to look in verse 17. Because I guess there's a lot of things to not rejoice in. I mean, you start looking at the news, you start looking at YouTube, you start, you know, evaluating and analyzing your emotions and your feelings, and gosh, that can get kind of depressing. You know, that can get you kind of down pretty quick, or maybe the doctor's report, a diagnosis. And so this is a section here in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. It says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high hills. So, honestly, you know, sometimes we need to get a perspective a little different maybe than the one that we currently carry or have carried, where we're discouraged, we're down, we're not feeling our best, doing our best, you know, rejoicing and taking stock of the things that have already been done for us, and God is still doing, because God is still in the business of working with us. Look in Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. There's just so many great records, as we all know. But I think my point tonight is, it's party time, guys. It's time to celebrate. There's a lot of things going on. But hey, you know what? Worst case scenario happens, what? We fall asleep, and then what? Our next waking moment is we see Jesus Christ face to face. I'm certainly not promoting that, but should that eventuality happen, our next waking moment, our next waking thought is Christ. We can take some rejoicing time in that for sure. So Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10, it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, as the bride adorns herself with jewels, for as the earth brings forth its bud, and the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. You know, it is never wrong to praise in the midst of any kind of storm whatsoever. And, you know, it's good to be reminded of these things for sure. And, wow, hallelujah, man.
Somebody give me that bass.
Somebody give me that tenor.
Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it.
Somebody give me that gospel truth, and then let's all sing.
That bass line, do it like it's never been done.
Somebody give me that solid rock and then let's all play it in a hallelujah band. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I sing for all the good Lord's done for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing it on.
Somebody give me that quarter.
Somebody give me that eight note.
Somebody give me that half time and let it go.
Oh, somebody give me that sweet, sweet song, and then let's all sing it in the hallelujah band. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I sing for all the good Lord's done for me. Hallelujah.
bass.
Somebody give me that tenor.
Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it.
Somebody give me that gospel truth and bass. Let's all sing it in a hallelujah bass.
That's going to be our theme song, not just at the return, not just at the gathering together. How about right now? We say a great big hallelujah. Amen. There's so many great verses, guys. We could just go on and on and on. One I wanted to read in Proverbs 17:22. You can just listen along. It says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. A merry heart does good like a medicine. A broken spirit dries the bones. Ever been there? You just feel so broken. You just feel so discouraged, so down, so depressed, so burdened by stuff. But it says a merry heart. We got to do those things that are going to put ourselves in a place that our heart gets merry again, to rejoice, to have, I'm reminded of that joy that we have throughout God's word. Joy is something that comes as a spiritual fruit, right? And it just soothes all these different things that come about in life. So the enemy wants to get us down, get discouraged, burdened, all this other stuff, and causes our joy to just disappear. Remember Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, if you lose joy, then guess what? You're losing your strength. We have to listen to music. Why do you guys send me songs? Wonderful. We have to speak in tongues much. We have to remind ourselves, speak the word to ourselves, speak the word to others. Go find somebody who doesn't know anything about God and see if that doesn't produce a little bit of joy. See, it is so beneficial and necessary as a ingredient for us to live above the circumstances, for our joy to outweigh all the other junk that goes on in the world. You know, I was so blessed. I saw Dan Mikus's name come up there. You know, a number of years ago, Bob Linfeld and Dan and myself, we would have a weekly get-together. And, gosh, at some point in time between 2018 and 2019, there was a prisoner. Now, we would go to Donovan State Prison, Chula Vista, California. And there was a prisoner there who wrote a poem sort of thing. I'm going to read it here in just a minute. It's called Hallelujah Anyways. You'll find it on page 190 of that book I published called Chosen Gems. But I thought, this is just so appropriate. Here's somebody who's in prison. I don't know what they did. I don't know what their sentence was. Maybe he was in there for life. But I thought, this is just such a great attitude. And listen to these words. It's called Hallelujah Anyways. Does everything seem to go wrong when no matter how hard you try, you just can't get along? Does it seem like everything is against you and you can't seem to get a breakthrough? Your homies and loved ones always want a trip. No encouragement, just a bunch of lip. Does it seem like the devil's mess is always in your face, that no matter how hard you try to walk in the Word, somebody's always at you with something absurd? It's at times like these that you got to say, devil, you're a liar. Hallelujah anyways. See ya. Hallelujah is giving God the highest praise, and the Word alone sends devils and demons running different ways. And when you praise God in the face of adversity, you strip the devil of all his weird ways and controversies. He's a trickster. He plays the game of illusion. He gets your mind off of God with a bunch of confusion. And he uses situations to make you think that God doesn't care, knowing all the time that if you call on him, he'll be right there. I ain't just talking. I'm telling you what I know. The words Jesus and hallelujah will put Satan on the go. The Bible says praises make God glad. That being true, it must make Satan really sad. Oh, wow. So the next time when you feel like you're going through it, use the power and authority that having Jesus gives you, Holy Spirit. And if you're perplexed and don't know what to say, give God the glory and shout, hallelujah. Anyways, Father, you're so kind, so good. We praise you, Father. We thank you. We do shout hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And may our days be filled with rejoicing, Father, because you're there with us. And we've got eternal life. There's no fear. We've been delivered from the power of darkness, from all the fear of death, and all this other junk that goes along with what the enemy would try to get us to believe. And that you'll show us exactly what it is we need, Father. But we need you. We need the things of your Word. We need music. We need each other. We need laughter. We need help, strength. Father, help us recover joy if we've lost it, and help us maintain it if we're in a good place. Thank you for all of God's people who have joined tonight. Just so sweet to be together and to enjoy the fellowship we have with each other, but primarily with you, Father, and through what Jesus Christ did. And we thank you for this. In Jesus Christ's name,